Good evening. Chorus Call operator. Welcome to the first half 2016 conference call for the Brunello Cucinelli Group. After the conference call, you'll have the opportunity of asking questions. The speakers will be Mr. Brunello Cucinelli, President and CEO, and Mr. Moreno Ciarapica, CFO, and Pietro Arnaboldi, Head of Investor Relations. Now, I'd like to leave the floor to the CEO of the group, Mr. Brunello Cucinelli, please.
First of all, good evening to everybody as usual. Tonight, I will try to talk slowly to you all because we have a new translator, Antonella, whom we do not know because Chiara, unfortunately, is on holiday yet, so I would not want to create any problems. Thank you wholeheartedly for your patience. Before we start our conference call, we would like to dedicate a brief thought to our country, which has been hit by the earthquake, and get together with the people there. Here in the region of Umbria are used to earthquakes, but we're always left a bit flabbergasted. At the same time, we'd like to thank, on behalf of Italy, all those people who worldwide have demonstrated great affection, and there's very many of these, so thank you wholeheartedly for this. This affection, this support, makes us sorry on the one hand, but also proud on the other hand for our feelings. Thank you. Thank you wholeheartedly. Thank you. I hope you all had good holidays. I hope you all had a good rest, and so we go back to work with great pleasure. As usual, first, I'd like to read you the data, and then Moreno Ciarapica, our CFO, will go into detail. Then I will go back to the second part of our presentation. There's six of us around the table. Luca and Riccardo are here with me, the new co-CEOs, Moreno Ciarapica, the CFO, with Dario, and then Mr. Arnaboldi. I would now proceed in the following manner. Given that it's the first half 2016 results, the visibility on 2016 is quite important because you know that we are already at the third of the year. I'd like to talk about the spring/summer collections for 2017, and I'd like to give you the highlights and my ideas about 2017. I'll briefly talk about the digital project, and then maybe we can dwell a bit more on the market and product, because this is something which is always very interesting in my opinion. Okay. Net revenue equal to 219.8 million euro, +9.7% with current exchange rate versus June the 30th of last year. Adjusted EBITDA equal to 36.8 million euro, +10.2%. Net profit, 17.9 million euro, +15.7%. An important growth in all international markets at around 10.4%, more specifically, and also important results for the Italian market, +6.9% in terms of sales. This is obviously very important for us, but anyway, we will go back to this later on. North America gives us +9.7%, Europe +8.3%, Greater China +15%, but be aware of the fact that this is still a small business. The rest of the world, +17.1%. A positive trend in revenues in all our channels. In retail monobrand +17.4%, wholesale monobrand +1.2%, and wholesale multi-brand +4.8%. Again, a very interesting piece of data. The net financial position is equal to 79.7 million euro. Basically in line with June 30th last year. The 16-18 multi-year plan will have CAPEX equal to about 80 million. This is a three-year project, and we have 17.9 million for the first part of 2016, mainly dedicated to the opening of selected and exclusive boutiques, and also to support this important project of our IT platform for the management of the digital world and our presence there. Then, obviously, we want to keep the exclusivity of our positioning for the prestige of our brand, both in our traditional channel and in the online channel. I've sent this document to the papers, saying that we are frankly very satisfied with the results achieved during this first half of 2016, results which obviously highlight a decisive and balanced growth of both revenues and profits. And given that at this point practically we're at two-thirds of the year, we can surely predict a healthy result with healthy revenues and profitability growth for 2016. We're also extremely happy about the new Spring-Summer 2017 sales campaign, both for the men's collection, now concluded, and the women's, which is due to end in September. And I should also say that we had worldwide acclaim for our style and for the taste, and this obviously encourages us to look forward with confidence to another very important year of steady growth for 2017. I would also like to add something about Italy now, because to this we can add the positivity we see in the Italian market, which is gradually beginning to grow significantly again. I told you, 7.9%. This is still a vitally important market in terms of taste and lifestyle. We should add that we welcome this recovery not only in the market, but also and above all in our spiritual values, these values which in the hearts of each of us may help us bear the great pain that today once again afflicts our beloved and beautiful country. And for this, thank you wholeheartedly on behalf of all Italians. Now I would leave the floor to Moreno Ciarapica, and then I will take the floor again later on. Thank you. Good evening, everybody, and thank you, Brunello. The first half 2016 financial results confirmed once again the preliminary revenues communicated on July 14th last, which have been commented and analyzed, and so I would directly move to the analysis of the income statement. So starting on slide 11 of our presentation, let's now compare the first half 2015 data with the data of June the 30th, 2016, adjusted, excluding non-recurring items related to 1,293,000 euro related to the termination of employment payment of former co-chief commercial officer, and also eliminating the theoretical post-tax rate effect of this non-recurring items whose absence would lead to further taxes for 406,000 euro in the presence of a higher before taxes profit and the relative change of the IRES tax rate starting 1st of January 2017 equal to 24% against 27.5% we had before, and which is still effective to the end of this year, which leads to lower deferred active taxes for about 1 million euro, which are accounted for in the first six months of 2016. The comparison between the first half of 2016 with the first half of 2016, both normalized and reported, is on slide 17, where you can find further details. Coming back to slide 11, analyzing adjusted data, we can summarize as follows. The first margin increases from 63.9% to 64.5% with an increase of 60 basis points, whilst operating costs increase their impact on sales from 47.3% to 47.8%, with an increase of 50 basis points. As a consequence, the marginality in terms of the ordinary EBITDA increases by 10 basis points, going from 16.6% we had last year to 16.7% this year. D&A's increased by 1.1 million euro from 8.5 million euro last year with a 4.3% incidence to 9.6 million euro this year with that same incidence, 4.3%, allowing us to believe that by the end of the year, the expected D&A's will be about 21 million euro. Net charges related to our financial management are equal to 1.8 million euro, decreasing versus the 2.5 million euro at the end of June 2015. Given the net average debt in the first 6 months of 2016, which is basically in line with that of the first 6 months of 2015, the financial expenses and income remain unchanged, 0.8 million euro, whilst instead impacts related to exchange rate variations decrease in line with the dynamics in terms of sales. Adjusted taxes are equal to 7.5 million euro versus the 8.1 million euro of last year, with an adjusted tax rate equal to 29.4% versus the 30.5% we had last year. The reported tax rate is equal to 33.7% as anticipated before, and you can see the details on the slide 17. And we believe we can estimate that by the end of this year, the reported tax rate should be at around 33% to then go back to 30% starting in at the beginning of 2017. The adjusted net income is equal to 17.9 million euro, as Brunello was saying, with an important increase equal to plus 15.7%. Let's now move to slide 12, which summarizes the variations in terms of first margin and operating costs. The increase of 60 basis points is given by the increase in the sales sellout and the positive like-for-like, plus 3.7% in the like-for-like between the 1st of January and August the 14th, in line with the 1st of May date, which has already been communicated. Then we have an evolution, or a positive evolution of the channel mix, with retail revenues with a weight of 45.3% versus the 42.3% of the first 6 months of 2015. The increase of operating costs, plus 11.1%, is consistent with the business development. The increase of 50 basis points and of its relative incidence that goes from 47.3% to 47.8% is impacted by the increase in rents, as we can analyze on slide 13. Rents, in fact, go from 22 million euro to 26.5 million euro, and this increased from 11% to 12% their impact on the results. Given that we've opened some exclusive boutiques in the most important luxury areas, we have also widened some of our shops and we've repositioned them in related to the second part of the 6 month of the second part of the year. We expect an increase in rent in line with the data of 2016. Personnel costs, both in the presence of some new openings, slightly reduced their impact on sales, going from 17.9% to 17.8%. And this is a positive lever on other operating costs, which go from 18.4% to 18%. Amongst other costs, which I've just mentioned, I'd like to talk about those related to communications, which obviously are extremely important and strategic for our company, with an incidence going from 4.8% to 5.1%, so basically in line with our expectations. Coming to the analysis of a net financial position on slide 14, At June 30th, 2016, the net financial position is 79.7 million euro, and it is basically in line with that of June the 30th, 2015, which was 78.3 million euro. As usual, as it happened during the last few years, between June and September, given the seasonality of sales, the net financial position reaches its relative peak throughout the year to then go down at the end of December. The net financial position we expect at the end of the year should be between 56 million euro, in line with what was achieved at the end of last year. The evolution of debt is mainly related to the CAPEX dynamics, equal to 17.9 million euro in the 6 months of 2016, expecting 33-34 million year in terms of CAPEX for the full year as part of the three-year project, 2016-2018, for a total of 80 million euro. More specifically, on slide 15, you find the incidence on sales of the last 12 months of the net working capital, which goes down by 280 basis points, going from 38.6% to 35.8%, thanks, amongst other things, to the positive trend of the inventory, and whose incidence on sales goes from 37.3% to 35.7% in presence of positive sell-out data and like-for-like data. It is reasonable to expect at the end of the year an incidence of inventory that should improve versus what was reported at June the 30th, 2016. I'd like to thank you very much for your attention, and I leave the floor to Brunello once again. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now, I just wanted to tell you that winter sales really started very well. Like for like to date, we told you, is 3.7%, so we are very satisfied about this. It's true that the collections had been assessed in a very positive manner in February during catwalk. Obviously, the judgment of papers is very important, but also multi-brand judgment is important. Should I say a couple of things? Well, tourist areas went very well. We were full of tourists everywhere in Greece, Spain, Italy, and this is obviously something interesting. Now, in a couple of words, I'd like to reconfirm the main topics for our 2016 plans. CAPEX, at the end, we will close with 33-34 million. The net financial position, as we said, 56 million, as it was before. And the EBITDA is growing, slightly growing. So let's envisage a year which is particularly positive with a 10% growth, more or less. And so let's say we are absolutely satisfied. Now, a couple of data concerning the 2017-2018 situation, which we see very positively. We will have CAPEX during these 2 years of 45-50 million euro. We should also have a growth project which would allow us to grow by 10% with a higher marginality, proportionately so. And then we should also have a debt at the end of 2018 at around 5-6% of our results. So in the end, we can say a good 2 years in terms of cash generation. We keep thinking that a company also now should invest about 4% of its results to keep up with times. Obviously, we're tackling these 2 new years with these ideas in mind. And I'd like to talk about the great internet project, which has now come into its final part. We will start with e-commerce in January. This is a beautiful, very fascinating project because it's fresh, it's new, and because obviously it becomes difficult to be innovative in this area. But before e-commerce, we find this project is extremely important for our communication. It's important to communicate about the company And so given that people know how our company behaves in the physical world, we want to show it in the virtual world, the culture of our country, its values. I mean, this is basically what we would like to give you with this new project, with this new internet project. So in the end, we would like to repeat once again the most important commercial themes, more or less 50% multi-brand, which is still growing, 50% monobrand, and we are also working very hard in looking for the new special multi-brand in China and Korea and in other new markets. Now I'd like to dedicate a few minutes to the important topic, the product. I have the feeling that the product is always absolutely basic. But this is especially true in top luxury goods, because I think that worldwide there is a wealth of special products, of high-quality products, which show great craftsmanship and which are costly and can be recognized by everybody. Everybody gets informed about where the product is produced, how, et cetera, et cetera. So on the one hand, this is all very interesting. But we would like our shops, and also in multi-brand boutiques and department stores, to understand that the visual should be particularly attractive. The atmosphere obviously must be relaxed. The salespeople must anyway be full of taste and be fascinating, especially in the men's collections, because men need suggestions. Men don't really know how to choose. They don't want to throw away what they have in their wardrobes. And so maybe you can suggest them something that can be mixed with what they already have to feel younger, modern, and more contemporary. And this is demonstrated by the most beautiful example, Mr. Porter. Mr. Porter, who tells you a story about the company, shows you a product, suggests, tells you how to match it with other products. So obviously these are very special things, which I think in the end will allow people to buy. Because obviously when you go and buy something, you've got to feel a strong emotion. And I really think that each of us today must almost compulsorily be slightly more elegant. Why do I say that? Because each of us on a daily basis show images of ourselves. We post our images. And so in the post you will post tomorrow, you want to be elegant, you want to be chic. Because tomorrow I'll go to Japan for a week, for example. I have prepared 13 outfits, and my wife tells me, what do you do with all those things? Well, you know, obviously, morning, afternoon, evening, and obviously you've got to be different, because obviously your pictures are going to be everywhere on the web. So obviously, special search for special things, of special accessories, and special matchings. I really believe that the concept of exclusivity is very strong. We've got to be sophisticated. And so, obviously, tomorrow we will have to be even more sophisticated than yesterday, because that's the new world of internet. Another important topic I'd like to touch upon is caring. You go into a shop and you need to find people caring for you. You don't want to be pressed, you do not want tension, you do not want too many emails or too many outfits. And so obviously in our business we would like to actually follow this new relationship with our customers, because obviously if I like your shop, I come back. Otherwise, I'll never come back. And this is obviously very important for all of us. I really think that in the end, I don't know about you, but I only buy if I actually get a pleasant experience in the shop, because otherwise I get bored and I won't go back to the shop. And this is obviously extremely important for us. So we've got to be careful about this. And then I'd like to say something which is fascinating to a certain extent, I think. I went to San Francisco to this wonderful meeting, and there were 4 or 5 young people from Silicon Valley who were really special and who've organized dinner for me. They came and they were extremely elegant, following our taste, and they are the founders of Instagram. Mark Griegel, they're 30 years old and they're really great. Then there was the founder of Salesforce, Mark Barrios, with us. And during dinner, he told me, "What do you think if I bought you off?" And I said, obviously, honestly, I wouldn't say so. But anyway, I'll tell you why I found this evening interesting and fascinating. Well, because there was also Marcus from Facebook, and he was also extremely interesting. I found this evening fascinating because we had a great chat, and at the end I told them, some way or another, I get the feeling that you are the new people, the contemporary people. And when they asked me, what can we do that's special, I told them, I think that the person who will make the internet more humane, then that person will really become the new Leonardo da Vinci. And so what did they tell me? I mean, they are a special partner in this internet project. On Monday, I got this 40-year-old guy who came to us and said, how can we humanize the web? Well, obviously, I can't say because I don't really understand the internet, but we need to care for our customers. There's people who like to receive 10 mails a month, others who want to get 10 a day. And with Mark, we decided to develop a project dividing our customers into 7 different groups depending on their preferences, because this is obviously very important, because in the end I really believe that each of us is tired of receiving floods of documents, and so obviously we need to care for our customers in a different manner. I think they appreciated my observation, so I am particularly glad. So in the end, what we would like to tell you, although we're doing this in a difficult day because this story of the earthquake is something we had 3 times in Perugia, and it was very strong. They've just finished restoring the monastery of the Benedictine monks, and now they already have difficulties. They've transferred the monks, so God help us. But then in the end, we would like to convey to you that we are working in a very serene manner. We're very focused on the target you are aware of, which is quality, exclusivity, and craftsmanship for our products. And so we'd like to give you a very positive idea of our work, still envisaging that people are actually looking for something totally exclusive. So thank you wholeheartedly, and now we can open the Q&A. We're here to listen, so please go ahead. The Chorus Call operator, now we can start the Q&A session. The first question, Paola Carboni, Equita SIM, please. Yes, good evening, everybody. Good evening, Paola. Good evening, Brunello. I have 2 questions. One concerning the minorities data, which decreased in the first half of 2016 from 1.9 to 0 point something to maybe hear your comment on the trend of markets these minorities refer to. I think mainly Greater China. So implicitly here there is an improvement of results, I guess. So I'd like to hear your comment concerning the underlying drivers. And then a very quick question, because I'm not sure I heard you properly. you confirmed the 2018 debt indication, 8%. No, sorry, I didn't understand you. Sorry, we confirmed the debt at the end of 2016, which is 56, and 2018, a range between 5 and 6% of our sales as to debt. As for China, I repeat once again, it's doing very, very well for us. But I repeat once again, our business is small there. What we've tried to do in this country is to keep our image very strong. China is a very well-connected country. They know everything. I repeat the same thing. A young journalist had two iPhones and one iPad, and she was comparing prices from all companies in China, US, et cetera, et cetera. So obviously China is an interesting country and it's an interesting market. They want exclusive products and they want to have a special cultural content in the products they get. But again, our market is small there, so take this into account. We're very satisfied for what we have achieved. We're very happy because there are very many Chinese who go around the world and they appreciate our brand a lot. And this is obviously a great pleasure for us. Thank you very much, Paola. And if I may, I'd like to ask something more about the U.S. market. Can you tell me something about it? Because very many brands in this industry are trying to show great promotions. So we know that the retail environment is quite weak, whilst your performance is still very positive. So I wanted to understand why. Well, yes, what I can say is that we've just received orders for women's spring-summer collection. And clearly, I mean, I think that department stores need our products. They need special visual merchandising. They need to have their salespeople learn more. They want exclusive products. They came in February, March, and then June, July to our showrooms, and they said that they want exclusive quality products, high-quality products that are not very much distributed with companies with a visual appeal which is special, which have a special history, and which are exclusive, special, luxury. So I guess, yes, there is a difference between our brand and other brands. Thank you very much. Perfect. Thank you very much. Should there be other questions, please press asterisk followed by one on your phone. Thank you. Please press asterisk followed by one if you want to ask a question. There aren't any other questions at the moment. Okay, so if there are no other questions, I would like to thank you very much. And let's hope that everything is going to be fine. And thank you very much for the spiritual support you have demonstrated to us for the people who actually suffered the earthquake. Thank you very much. And call us when you need us. Thank you.